This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Saudi stocks fell sharply on Sunday after attacks on two plants at the heart of the kingdom's oil industry. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
The drone attacks on Saudi Arabia's Aramco oil plants on Saturday may knock out more than half of the country's oil output. The state-run company says the strikes mean production will be cut by 5.7 million barrels per day. That's more than 5% of the world's crude supply. And all of this comes at a time when Aramco is gearing up for a stock market listing. But stocks fell sharply on Sunday, and the decline has extended a losing spree, which in recent weeks have been hit by expensive valuations, weak oil prices, and concerns about the economic outlook. Aramco gave no timeline for when output would resume.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. The Afghan Taliban on Sunday revoked its ban on the International Committee of the Red Cross and restored its guarantee for the security of Red Cross staff members doing humanitarian work in Afghanistan. A Red Cross spokesman said the same day that the organization's operations had resumed across the country. The Taliban imposed a ban on the Red Cross and the World Health Organization in April over suspicions about their vaccination campaigns. Afghanistan's one of the last countries in the world where polio is still endemic. And the Taliban control more than half of Afghanistan's 410 districts. It's been a difficult week for Afghanistan peace talks. NATO's operational commander said allies anticipate increased violence on the ground as the Afghan presidential elections inch closer. U.S. Air Force General Todd Walters, NATO's supreme allied commander Europe, told a small group of reporters that Afghan elections probably won't be perfect, but the 29-member North Atlantic Alliance will plan and execute to the ends of the earth to try to make the September 28 vote as safe as possible. From Washington, D.C. and VOA's News Center, this is VOA News.